came back here because there was familiarity? I mean, you could have gone.
No, just I'm not a guy that if I go somewhere, I want to stay there, and I don't want to leave a bad taste in anybody's mouth, you know. So I came back here with every intention of making plays and putting myself in a position to be able to make this team, and just having faith in God that everything will work out.
So the day you get traded, like, is there a sense of frustration there?
In Carolina?
Yeah.
Carolina, man, Carolina was an absolutely wonderful situation for me. You know, I'm thankful to Coach Rivera and Mr. Gettleman for everything that they did to me. I have nothing bad to say about that organization or those guys. You know, things just didn't work out there. It's life. Sometimes things don't work out on a job. Some you got to go somewhere else.
What was, maybe a phrase of this word, what was your emotion the day?
It's bittersweet. Just because I had developed such a relationship with guys like Jonathan Stewart, D'Angelo Williams, Mike Tolbert, and all those guys. I got really close with them. Mm-hmm. And so having to leave them, I was sad, but I knew what I was coming to. So I was excited, but sad at the same time.
Your emotion's going to be like taking the field on Thursday. You put a lot of good things on tape, but, you know,
even kill, man. You know, don't get too high, don't get too low. That's my mindset. Just go out and do the best that I can, make plays, capitalize on the opportunity that these guys give me.
Surely you think you've done enough, though, right?
That was another game, man. You never do enough. You know, there's always more that you can do, always more that you can correct, always more that you can get better.
Can you read that Chip says he's making a huge case? This is a guy that we're always trying to get honest assessments from Chip, and he's plays it, as you well know, plays it down the middle. When you read that phrase, what's it do for you?
It's big, man, but like I said, at the same time, I just got to go out and do my part. Continue to make plays, continue to capitalize on opportunities, like I said, and hopefully put myself in a great position at the end of the day.
You look at other guys here like Burton and Maribel and say this is the place where you can create a following. I mean, Trey Burton last year, undrafted, but you know who he was, now he's...
Yeah, man, I mean, that's the NFL for you.
Yeah.
You know, you never know where guys are coming from, who they are. The guys make plays and they make teams, and that's what happened to those guys' cases.
Is it nerve-wracking, given what you said, you know, there's another game, despite the fact you put all this great stuff on tape, there's another game, and it all comes down to Thursday?
Not nerve-wracking at all. You know, I'm extremely high on my faith. God has a plan for my life, and I put all my faith in Him.
How much better athletically are you now than 12 months ago?
I'm healthy.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
You know, that's the main thing. I'm healthy. I'm able to do things that I wasn't able to do last year when I got here, but... You know, it's a blessing.